John Stephen has signed the pledge, and I will just now read on his behalf the statement from John Stephen. It says, for many years, taking the pledge to oppose the sales or income tax was the gold standard that defined fiscal conservatism in New Hampshire. However, Governor Lynch, through his 80 Newark increased taxes and fees over the past two budget cycles, has shown that big spenders have found a way to gut the meaning of the pledge and grown government at an astonishing rate. That is why we need to go further to restore the meaning of being fiscally responsible, and that's why this pledge by Americans for Prosperity does. I call this new effort the Pledge Pulse, and it should become the new standard by which we measure any candidate's commitment to protecting the taxpayers. I want to thank AFP New Hampshire Honorary Chairman Tom Thompson and State Director Corey Lewandowski for developing this improved candidate pledge. Governor Mel Thompson showed that he understood not just the value of the pledge, but the true meaning behind it when he put the sign saying, lower taxes are the result of low spending, right behind his desk. It is a sad day that his son, Tom, had to update this promise to the taxpayers because we had leaders who corrupted the true message of the pledge in order to try to fool the voters. This new pledge gives candidates less wiggle room and forces them to live by their words. I challenge Governor Lynch to join the growing number of candidates who will sign this common sense taxpayer protection statement. Thank you.